הסוגיה של גדול תלמוד שמבידים מעשר. אנחנו התחלנו את העניין שהכבוד שנתן לחזקיהו, אנחנו מדף י"ז עמוד א', ובעזרת השם אנחנו נעשה היום את רש"י ותוספות, המחלוקת ביניהם, איך להבין את רש"י, כמה מהלכים, ובואו נתקדם מה שאתם עשו. So הגמרא שאלה, איזה כבוד נתן לחזקיהו יותר מתלמיד חכם אחר או ממלכים אחרים? כשרב יוחנן מתרץ, כן, אנחנו באמצע הגמרא, שאמר רבא בבר חנא, אבא אזלינא בהדי או אזלינא בתרי דרב יוחנן, ומישהו שמעה אותו שאלה, כי הוא היה לבית הכיסא, או כי הוא יצא או נכנס, תלוי על הגרסאות. והבינה מי מלטה, הם רצו לשאול אותו העניין שמה כבוד היתר לחזקיהו. לא פשיט לן עד מה שידה ומנח תפילן ומבורך. הוא לא ענה עד שהוא נטל את הידיים ובירך על התפילין שלו. והדר אמר לן, אפילו כי הם אמרינם, נימי לא אמרינם. כן? הוא אמר, מה הכובד היתר לחזקיהו? שמה? לכולם אומרים כי יהי, אבל למי לא אומרים? שואל הגמרא, איך יכול להיות? וזה ההתמקדות עכשיו, זה הפוקוס right now. הוא אמר, מר, גודל לימוד תורה, שלימוד מגלידי מעשר, לא קשה הולה מגמר הולה הגמורה. אז בואו עכשיו נסביר עוד פעם, רש"י ותוספות פה, וגם תוספות בקידושים, ונבין את זה לעומק. מה השאלה לפי רש"י? רש"י רואה את הגמרא הזה ואומר, הכבוד היתר שנתן לחזקיהו במותו זה מה? לכולם אומרים כי אין את התורה. אבל למי לא אומרים? רש"י רואה בדיבור המסכו. ומיד אחרי זה גם כן. אבל מה הנקודת הנחה של רש"י פה? מה הנקודת הנחה של הגמרא? What is the assumption of the Gemara? That maaseh is what? Greater or not greater? No, we're not at the point there. Li me lo amrina. So ma nekudat hanakha shel Rashi, which is greater? No. Li me. For everybody, the kulam umrim, kiyin. But for Chizkiyahu, they say only li me, and for everybody else, no. So which is greater? Limud. Rashi doesn't say that? Yes, he does. Yashi does say that. It's applied through what? No, first of all, Rashi does say it. Where does Rashi say it? He's about to ask the question, but Rashi himself says it also. Where does Rashi say it? V'dibra maschel ki avi ayu lebeit hakiseh. Look inside. Look inside. Ki avi ayu lebeit hakiseh givaldik. Ome Rashi klomar. Zim lechadik ki avi ayu lebeit hakiseh. Ki Rav Yochanan nichnas l'shirutin. V'kishu yatsa amrlan. Hachi, ki eim amrinan, limeid lo amrinan. Ve limeid amru lechizkiya. Si, kama. Ve aidna lo mishom lo, why not nowadays don't we say it? Mishum kvodo lechizkiya. So what do we see? Underline it, Mr. Sajja. De limeid adif me ki eim mefurash. Shoel agmara, ech atem omrim she limeid is greater. Lama limeid. No distinction at this point. Learning is greater than maaseh. How is that true? Shoel agmara v'amr mar. Godol limud Torah. Shal limud maybe the day maaseh. Siman shela, that's the question. What? We see from there that what? Quotes the Gemara on Kiddushin, that the greatness of limud is only because zem maybe the day maaseh. Ich rashi mifurash omer b'dibur maaschel maybe the day maaseh. Shalosh milim alma. Which is greater? Maaseh adif. So that's the stira in the Gemara. Answers the Gemara according to Rashi. Lo kasha. Ha lemigmar. Ha lagmure. What's the difference? Go ahead. Good. Which one's which? Good. When you're teaching, when you're learning for yourself, l'migmar la'atzmo, which is greater. Mice is great. Mice is greater than if you're just learning yourself according to Rashi. Aval, finish reading the Rashi, Mr. Horowitz, aval. Right? But to teach others, right, is greater than mice. Therefore what? Conclusion. What does that mean? By others except for, and that was the kavod, maya kavod. He's the one who what? Taught others. Right? There's a machlok in the Rishonim that I didn't ask you to see even nowadays. Is that true? That we keep that like I told you, hang up the jersey that's never used again, number 32, Magic Johnson, Lahavdil or not. Right? Right? Do we not say Lime because of Chizkiyo? It's a machlokus. But that's the bottom line according to Rashi. According to Rashi, Mahashidrug, what's the order? What's the greatest thing? Teaching. What's after that? Right? Now, what we had said from there, a couple things that are not clear, even within Rashi. What could we ask? Learning to teach. Where does that fall in the category? That's not clear. We'll get back to that. We will get back to that. Well, I didn't say that. What? Well, we're going to get to that. Learning for teaching is the clear enough. I mean, learning for myself, we're going to get to it. We'll come back to your question. I promise. Okay? The other piece, which is thing, is when you're teaching, specifically Rashi's languages, are you teaching the Rabbim or are you teaching others? He just says la'achrini, right? That's an important piece to put in your pocket. We're going to get back to that. He says limud la'achrini. Now, limud la'achrini could be interpreted to what? Teaching the Rabbim, or it could be teaching a chabura of two people. Okay? That's an important point to put in your pockets also. We're going to get back to that. Yeah, probably not. What? Well, it might be that there might be different levels of, one could claim, as we will see, possibly, teaching Rabbim when I have a shir kavua that I teach, normally 25 people, even if 7 people, but that's still called Talmud Torah, the Rabbim, versus me giving a chavur to 1 or 2 people. You can give it that distinction. Okay? Now, Tosfot, okay, Tosfot comes and disagrees with Rashi. Tosfot says this question is different, and we'll see the different points. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. But Tosfos disagrees with Rashi, what does he say? Tosfos chulik al Rashi. Tosfos di bramas chal v'omar. Becker min krav v'akasha. V'omar mar. Perish. Alma. So we see from this line that mice is greater. Good, v'kashal rabbeinu tam. So Parakam. Sheila Zo. She may be. Period. So what's the question? Therefore, what's the question now in Rashi? From? Why not? Where did Rashi prove that mice is greater? From the exact same. No, help me out. Not Rashi. From the exact same. Where did Rashi prove that all the mice are other from? From which statement of the Gemara? Amar Mar, that what? Godol limud Torah shall limud maybe de maaseh. That line is used by the Gemara in Kiddush to teach me what? The limud's greater. Good. Rashi's saying, as the question, how can you say that this is the kavod for Chizkiyo? That limud versus everybody keying. I see, Rashi says, I see in this language, in this Gemara, that which is greater? Mice. as Rabbeinu Tam, that exact Gemara is used in the total opposite way. That Maase is not Adif, but Limud is greater. How can you, Rashi, use that exact Gemara in Pumfakir, the total opposite way? The Gemara uses it. The Gemara uses that to tell me which is greater, Maaser or Limud. They say Limud is greater because Talmud may be the day Maase. The only way you get the Maase is Givaldika Limud. How do you, Rashi, ask Rabbeinu Tam, use that exact Gemara to teach me what? To teach me that Maase is greater. Clear? No, okay. What do you mean? He said in that exact Gemara. Rashi's huge. How are we gonna answer Rashi? We're gonna go into that in 1 second. Got it, Sajid, what are you saying? That's what it's gonna be right now. Tosa says, I can't understand the Gemara this way because look at that Gemara in Kiddushin. It totally contradicts the way you, Rashi, are understanding this Gemara. Summer, with me? You don't look so excited. You with me? Yeah, no, Summer. Yeah? Yes or no? What's the question on Rashi? What other way? Opposite. And here Rashi learned this Gemara and said what? Oh! So that's what Tosfos said in Rashi. See, are you with me? Got it? Not just to make me happy. Everybody here has to have this Gemara mamish in their pocket. Kiso. Jacob? Yes? So how does Tosfos relearn? We're going to answer in a minute. We're going to come back. First, we're going to see how Tosfos understands this Gemara. This is the highlights, you know, right after the commercial. Right? We're going to say Tosa's answer. Excuse me. We're going to say how Tosa understands this question. Bacharkach ma tirutsho hagmara lefi Tosfot. Bacharkach ech Rashi onea al kushya Tosfot alaf. Those are the next three stages. Stage number one. So how does Tosa understand the question of the Gemara? Stage number two. How does Tosa understand the answer of the Gemara? Stage three. What does Rashi do to answer up Tosa's? Good? Go ahead. Stage one. How does Tosfos understand the Gemara's question? Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Go ahead, Mr. Feingold. Omer Rabbeinu Tam. The Hachi Perusha. Middle of Tosfos. Sammy, show it. Inside. Maase. Anu. Below. Hich. Tama, right there. What's Rabbeinu Tam understand the question? What's the question? How can you say Eich Omrim Sheish Kavod L'Chizkiyo? That you say what? Everybody else, you say Kiyim. He fulfilled. But Chizkiyo says what? You don't say, by everybody else, you don't say what? Limei. Only by Chizkiyo. As the Gemara, according to Tosos, V'Omar Mar. That's not a kavod for Chizkiyo. Why is it not a kavod for Chizkiyo? Explain, Mr. Feingold. Since what? Horowitz helped me out. By saying by everybody else is key, and very good, Mr. Horowitz. By saying everybody else is key, and they fulfilled it, what is the built-in assumption of this question of Gemara? How do you say you fulfilled it? The only way you can say you fulfilled it is if you learned it. So what type of bluff, asked Rabbeinu Tam. What type of bluff is this? That this is a kavod for who? This is a kavod for Chizkiyo. It's not a kavod. By saying ki and by everybody else, you're actually equating everybody else to Chizkiyo? Because it's one and the same. If you're saying Kiyim, built into Kiyim is learning. Therefore, there is no Kavo. That is the question of the Gemara according to Tosfos. Feingold, you see it? Excited about it? Not really. What? I hear the Manchester ecstatic. New, what do we got? What do we got? Don't pick on Manchester. Yeah? So what type of cover is this for Chizkiyahu? Im kulam omrim kiyem. Banui bifnim, built in inside, is what? Lamad. Therefore, there's no special cover by oh. Only for Chizkiyahu do we not say limay. It's built in by everybody saying kiyem. That's included limay. Now, Summer had told me last week, maybe at this point you could still make a distinction. That's the next line of Tosfos. Keep reading, Mr. Feingold. What's the next line of Tosfos? Below. Adate. The Lime. Question mark. At this point of the question, did the person who was asking the question, the Maksha, was he thinking that there's a distinction between learning and teaching? No. There's no distinction. And therefore, the question stands of the Gemara. What's the Gemara's question according to Tosfos, Mr. Israel? How could you say that the special kavod is for Chizkiyo by saying everybody else it's kiyim, fulfilled, and only by Chizkiyo you don't say the word limei? What type of kavod is that? It's included in kiyim. Once you say kiyim, the only way you get the kiyim is if you actually learn. Maybe you want to tell me that there is a difference between learning and teaching. At this point in the Gemara, there's no distinction. They didn't think about that. That's the question. Good? What's the answer of Tosfos now? How does Tosfos see this answer? We're going to get back to the answer also, but just see the answer inside. Go ahead, Mr. Summer, read the answer. Umashani. I don't know, you should be following along. Where's Umashani? Answer. Jacob, show him where Mishani is. We read it inside, not for my health. For everyone to be able to read it and know how to do it. Mishani. Ayai. Period. What's the Gemara's answer according to Tosfos? What's the kavod given to Chizkiyahu? What? He taught others, not just others, but what else does it say? He taught the rabbim, shemevi lidei maisa, and that is greater than everything, right? When teaching others, it's greater than maisa, it's greater than lima, it's greater than everything. Correct? Yeah. Good. That's going to be a big question. The last part you just said, according to Tosfos, the maskana is for sure teaching is great. That part they agree on. The only part they might disagree on is if they're talking about teaching the rabbin versus teaching a yachid or teaching one or two. That part we're going to get. The other part about what you just said, point two and three, which is greater, ma'aser or limud, might be a dispute. Might be a machloket between this Tosfos, what we just said, and Tosfos and Kiddushin. Before we get there, I just want to, okay. According to this Tosfos, what do you want to say the not Rashi, that what? That? That? How do you say that? Yeah, so what? No. What is Tosfos when he answers? You're forcing me to say something which I want to get into the next stage, but I'll say it now also. When Tosfos gives the answer, what does he say? Which part of it does he explain? Yeah, which part of the answer does he explain? He only explains which part of the answer. teaching to others, does he say anything about the learning? All he says is halag murim. Explains that's what the kavod was for Chizkiyahu. Jacob Israel, does he explain, but halamigmar, does he say, but limud is greater than ma'aseh? Does he say that explicitly? No. Does not. So the question is, what does he hold about learning versus ma'aseh? You see how he doesn't explain that second half of the Gemara? Because why? Maybe. Good. We're going to get to that, I promise. Hold off, remember that. Maybe, right? If you make that distinction, correct. Correct. Because it says maybe it's a rabbi with the ma'isa. That question could be both of those two levels, 100%. Good? We're going to get back to what you're asking, that level. Benji, do not let me not get back to that, okay? But first, before we get to that, so far where we're at, what we're clear at, is the level, according to Rashi, is teaching others. Limud ma'isa. Am I wrong there? No. Teaching others. What was number two according to Rashi? Was it Maisa than Limud? Right? We had said maybe Maisa than Limud, right? And we had a question whether Limud of Manasalam. Right? How does Rashi now, right, methodologically ask, so then Tosus asks a great question on Rashi. How does Rashi answer this question? So there are going to be three major approaches. How does Rashi answer the question of Tosfos? We're going to see two of them today. Let me even rephrase that. There are three major approaches. We're going to see three Perushim today, right now, that are two basic approaches with a certain subtlety of a difference. Let me explain what I mean. First approach, how to answer a Rashi, could be where? Where did you see? How do we answer Rashi? Who answers it? Tosfa, where? Hidushin, which answer? The second answer. We could say Tosfos, who understands the Gemara, if in the second answer, Tosfos can also answer for Rashi. Who else did you see that's going to answer for Rashi? Shitu Mekubetz, who quotes who? Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Good. There's going to be a third approach, which is going to be Rav Soloveitchik. Okay? That's not actually the third approach. It's going to be the second approach. The third approach is going to be the Meiri, which we're going to see tomorrow or the next day. Okay, let's first see the Tosfos and Kiddushin. The second answer, Tosfos and Kiddushin. Does the Rodenberg read for me? We're answering now, as I said, now we're up to stage three. Stage three is, how does Rashi answer for Tosfos Bam question on it? We're doing Tosfos, the second answer in Kiddushin, plus the Rabbeinu Yeshaya. We're answering up, how does Rashi answer Tosfos' question? Right? Tosfos asked a bomb question. Rashi, how can you say in a Havamina of a question that Maisa is greater than what? Than Limud. How can you say that Maisa is greater than Limud? The Gemara that you quote says what? Limud is greater than Maisa. How would Rashi answer that? Tosfos and Kiddushin. Second answer can help us. What does he say? Go ahead, B'yesh Mefarshim. See it, Mr. Rodenberg? B'yesh Mefarshim. Keep going. Omrim lo. What's the answer, he says? Guy who hasn't learned yet. The guy is coming out to take counsel. The guy hasn't learned yet. Do Maisa first. What do you tell him? Bisha ain't Amar, it's Chassid. You would say, oh, I'm going to start now making sure I'm going to eat mamish, only kosher meat all the time. When does he start doing that? On Yom Kippur. Oh, God. He ate kosher meat, but it's Yom Kippur! Right? So first, let him learn a little bit of Yom Kippur. Right? Shkoyach, he ate padat, he ate rabbanut, mahadrin, shem mahadrin. But it was Yom Kippur! Right? So first thing, the guy doesn't know anything. The first is learn something. You gotta know what Yom Kippur is, and know when to eat kosher meat and when not to. Wait, no, that's, you know what I mean. When to be able. Yeah. Good. So that's the first thing. Adam shelo lamad, and he takes counsel. What's better? Limud. But, says Tosfos, go ahead. Read again, Ronberg. But a guy who's learned already, then mice is greater. So now, how then does this explain now according to Rashi? Yeah, explain to me. According to, how does this Tosis explain according to Rashi? We had said, aye, Rashi, how could you say mice is greater from this Gemara? This Gemara says that Limud's greater. So how did Rashi, how would we answer it? Over here, you almost got it. The Gemara over here in Kiddushin, when it's saying learning is greater, what's it referring to? Guy who hasn't learned yet. When Rashi is quoting this Gemara and saying Maise is greater, what's he referring to? A person who has what? Has, right? In the positive. A person who has learned, and therefore he says Maise is greater. Now, what's the proof, as we're going to see, the similarity by Rabbi Yishai, the most beautiful pshat that Rashi is saying? And how do I know that our Gemara and Baba Kama is talking about a person who's already learned? He's talking about someone dumb in the Chizkiyah. In Chizkiyah, we're assuming there is Marvit's Torah, he has learned already. That's what makes a lot more sense. Okay? That's what, give me one second. So that's what we got now, according to how, one way to answer up for Rashi. That what? What is the idea? That Rashi would say, which is greater? The answer is going to be, number one, it's going to be depends, but not totally depends. The Maskan of the Gemara is going to be according to everybody now. Which is greater? The greatest is what? What's the greatest? Teaching other people. Does it matter whether you learned or not? Does it matter if you learned or not?
Yes.
No. Even if I have learned, what should I be doing first? Still, teaching. That's the highest level, teaching. Even if I've already learned, the highest level is still teaching. What's that? What's the second level? What's the second level? Depends. What does it depend on according to this Tosfos Kiddushin? If you've learned already, then you should be doing masa. If you haven't learned already, then you should be learning. This is one way to explain Rashi according to Tosfos and Kiddushin. Yeah, yes. Something to think about it. I mean, I'll ask Rav Nemitzel, I'll think, what he, you know, ask him what he thinks here. Okay, it's a fair question. You're going to ask the same question in 1 second. Okay, very similar. Sajid, hold up for 1 second. Just write it down so you don't forget. We're going to see a similar answer to answer of Rashi, but a little bit different, and there's a nafkamina. But a very similar answer is brought down by who? Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Everyone open up to Rabbeinu Yeshaya, brought down in the Shittim HaKubetz. Done this? Go ahead. Right. And therefore, what? At what point are you saying that, though? You want to say? So you want to say at the beginning of your stages, obviously, learning is better than teaching. But again, that learning is probably only, it comes back to what we talked about within Rashi, that would be learning in order that you could be teaching also. Maybe. You with me? That's already how the Rambam, when he defines the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, he says it, what? As teaching. Right? Again, he doesn't talk about now, we have to maybe learn the Rambam more carefully, which we're going to. He seems to say that what built into your learning is built into the whole fabric is the Talmud that you're going to go and teach. But your question's a fair one, right? That maybe at the beginning stages, obviously you can't say teaching is greater because you don't know anything. You got to learn something, but maybe that learning is greater only what if you're looking to teach others. Maybe, okay? That's a fair point that needs to continue being fleshed out. Look at Rabbi Yeshaya. Everyone, Rabbi Yeshaya, see there. Please read for me. Okay. Right now, again, what we're doing is trying to understand how does Rashi answer up for Tosfos. Go ahead. Right, he says it explicitly. I am going to now help explain Rashi. Meaning, we learned this Gemara. Tosfos asked a great question on Rashi. Therefore, it forced him to give a different understanding of what the question of the Gemara was. But when you're learning Be'iyun, what do you have to do? How do we answer Rashi? So we saw within Tosfos and Kiddusha the second answer. Now we're looking at Rabbeinu Yeshaya. Go ahead. What does he say? What are we talking about? A bachur, right? What's a bachur? Guy who's young, right? A bachur. A bachur. Right? A bachur. So the Gemara was talking about a bachur, right, in Montreal. The bachur. The bachur in the Torah Mitzio Kol. The bachur in the Koyla. As all the Montreal people, that's all they talk about. The bachur, right? That's what they talk about. I love it. I love the bachur. So what does a bachur mean? What is the Rabbi Yeshaya talking about? A bachur, right? Same question, Jacob, that you asked. Jacob, the same question you asked about Shekvar Lamad. You can ask the same question here in a second. But bachur means what? He's young. So what is the Gemara saying? When a guy is young, says Rabbeinu Yeshaya, if he comes to ask you, what should he be doing? What's the answer? According to Rabbeinu Yeshaya, what should he be doing? So what should you be doing when you're young? Be learning. Why? Because what's that going to do? And now that you're going to be able to do it, you're going to be able to do it both in quality and quantity better when you're older. Keep going. When is the Maaseh Rav? When is that going to be? Once I've learned when I'm younger, leading up to old age, when I'm older now, I have what? Not only have I learned, but now I'm ready to do so many ma'asim because I know what the heck I'm doing. Now that improves. Next line, keep going. Because if I will not learn when I'm young, I'm not going to know the nature of the mitzvahs. Keep going. Right, to properly fill it. Keep going. Kama. Right? And therefore, what's Hachamim? Which Gemara, Kiddushin, or Baba Kama? Think about it before guessing. Don't guess. But Hacha, Betsof, Yamav, Kaimina. at the end of the days, we're saying which is better? Masa. So which Gemara says Ma'is is better at the Havamina? Overcome. Which makes sense, right? That's the similarity between Rabbeinu Yeshaya and what Tosfos Kiddushin said. We're talking about what? We're talking about when they're older, right, at the end. And therefore, Ma'is is greater, right? And that's the same idea of what? The assumption of Tosfos had said, right, that he learned a lot, and that's what Jacob had asked, how do you know learning a lot? It could be, not necessarily, as we will see in a second, Domina Chizkiyah. But what do we say over here, Mr. Seidler? So Vahacha, by the case of Baba Kama, it's talking about Besof Yamav Kaimi, and that's why Rashi had said what? Which is greater? Masim. And now he's going to explain how the Gemara goes beautifully. Vahachi Perusha. Go ahead. Right, this is the question now in the Gemara. Right? Good. Now how can you say now again, according to Chizkiyah, this tremendous kavod, right? This kavod that what that Lee made on Rina. But everybody says ki aim. Really, Mas is greater, because we're talking about the end of his days. Mas is greater. How can you say Lee made? What is the answer? Don't get it out of your mouth. Let me hear what you just said. Good. The kata nidla begadol. Talmud maybe lide maisen. What am I trying to get to? What's the end goal? Lide maisen. That's greater. Good. So once I say about everybody else that they were makayim now in the old age, so then what? It's kolshekain that what? For sure, if they were makayim, what were they also? They learned. So what type of kavod is it for Chizkiyah? Answer. Mashani, and the answer. The answer is what? Even according to Rashi. But what does that not include? Right? And that's the cover for Chizkiyah. And what does it say? Why? Because maybe it's a rabbi. Does it say that? Zaket Arabim, right? Livei Lidei Maaser, right? So you can answer according to Rashi that what? This goes back to what the order was, but how the Rabbeinu Yeshaya will explain then Rashi. What's the order then? According to Rashi, what's the order? What's the greatest teaching? The Rabbi, right? Shemevi Lidei Maaser. What then would be? According to Rabbeinu Yeshaya, again, it'll be what? Depends. What is depends? The age. If you're young, what should you be doing? Learning. And if you're older, what should you be doing? Maaseh. So far, so good. What's the nafkamina between Rabbeinu Yeshaya and Tosfos and Kiddushin? Again, just to remind you before Rotenberg tells us, Rabbeinu Yeshaya says it depends on your age, how old you are. As a bacher, you should be doing what? Learning. Right? Whereas when you're older, ma'aser. What did Tosfos and Kiddushin, the second answer, say? It depends not on your age, but have you learned or not? Person who hasn't learned, you should be learning. Right? If you have learned already, first thing you should do is teaching. The second thing you should be doing is ma'isa. What's the nafkamina between those two? Even though fundamentally it's the same idea, but there is a nafkamina between the two. Yes, Mr. Rodenberg? Oh, it is nafkamina? A young guy, but he has learned. Back to your question, right, Jacob? A young guy who has learned. According to Rabbeinu Yeshaya, it's all about what? Age. And therefore, since he's young, what should he be doing? Learning. According to Tosfos and Kiddushin, what should he do? He's young, who has learned already. What should he be doing? The Chori should be doing Maisa. Because he's learned already, even though he's 25 years old. Good? That would be nafkamina, even though they're the same shoresh of an answer, but there's definitely nafkamina between them. Everyone with me so far? We gave now two approaches. How to answer Rashi. Okay. Now, let's explain a third way mean, these two were basically the same answer, just a small difference. With me why I'm saying it's the same answer? Just that there is enough kamina, but it's the same same ruach. Rav Soloveitchik gave a different answer. Now, if you haven't seen Rav Soloveitchik, I'll read it with you, open it up on your WhatsApp. What does Rav Soloveitchik say? He gives a second answer for Rashi. That would be nice. Rav Soloveitchik, you've been in the shir for 3 months, you know, just for the record. What does Rav Soloveitchik answer? Rav Soloveitchik's second approach is v'nira aliba de Rashi she'ein kushya me'agmara v'kidushin. A second way to answer Rashi is what? You have to understand the nature of Talmud Torah. What is the nature of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? Explains Rav Soloveitchik based on the Beis Halevi's great-grandfather. He's named after the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi, what was his name? Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik. That's who, what we call the Rav, who lived from 1903 to 1993. This is the Rav, this is his answer. And he says, Bechol Talmud Torah, there are two fulfillments. Shnei kiyumei b'mitzvos. Number one is, Limud Torah, l'shem Limud Torah. When you learn Torah for what purpose? No practical, pragmatic purpose. But l'shem Limud Torah. And he quotes the pasuk, v'shinatam levanecha. You learn Torah for what? To know Torah. And then there's a second kiyum, bet, is limud Torah k'dei lavo lidei ma'aseh. The second kiyum, fulfillment of Torah, is when you learn Torah in order to do what? To know how to do mitzvahs. As the pasuk says, v'limadetem otam, and then what? U'shmartem la'asotam, what we call l'mod al-minat la'asot. So you have a limud, just for limud, and the second level is what? Limud al-minat la'asot. What's the nafkamina? Explains Rav Soloveitchik. Women, the dinashim. Nashim, we know, are putter from Talmud Torah. The pasuk says, "V'limadetem otam et b'neichem." Right? B'neichem velo b'noteichem. Women are exempt from Talmud Torah. Explains Rav Soloveitchik, as we see from Rishonim also, which part are they exempt from? Only from the first part. Only from limud l'shem limud. Kol zeh is from a mitzvah limud ha-Torah ki mitzvah b'fnei atzma, the first kiyum. But mitzvah limud Torah k'dei lavo lidei ma'aseh. There women are chayavot also. This is the reason, explains the Agur, explains the Beit Yosef, who brings down the Agur in Siman Mem Zayin. Why? In Siman Mem Zayin Sif Yudala does it say Nashim Mivarchot Birchot HaTorah? This is one way to explain it. It's not the only way to explain it. One way to explain it is, why should women make Birchot HaTorah if they're exempt from Birchot HaTorah? Answers beautifully, because they are involved in the rubric and the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Which part of it?
The second part.
The one that what they have to learn, Torah, le'inyan the mitzvot, that they are chayavot in, i.e., right? All the different mitzvot that they have to do. Therefore, same idea comes, Rav Soloveitchik says, why women have to come to the mitzvah and the chayav in the mitzvah of hakel, which is done one in every 8 years, when the president or the melech reads all of Sefer Dvarim. The Gemara in Chagiga says that men come to learn, but nashim ba'ot lishmoa. What's the idea? What's the difference? Nireh, anashim ba'u limod Torah l'shem limud, first chelek, first kiyum, and nashim come to learn k'dei la'asot. And this is a separate mitzvah. Therefore, obviously, and this is just because of time's sake, the next paragraph he says, even if there are two kiyumim in the mitzvah of limud, but the Yerushalmi says if a person learns on the condition not to do, halomei shelo amanat lasod, it's better that you weren't created. No achlo shelo nivra. Because that, you don't have a kiyum of Talmud Torah just learning not to do. Meaning, the first kiyum of limud, the shem limud, has to be built in that it's not not to do. Right? I.e., the kavanav aminat lasot is me'akev for all learning Torah. Even if I'm just learning Torah l'shem limud, it can't be that I have negative kavana for l'shem lasot. Therefore, explains Rav Soloveitch, when the Gemara in Kiddushin says, Gadol limud, shemevi lidei ma'aseh. You know why that's true? Why is limud nanu kula? To say that limud is greater than ma'aseh, you know why? Because when you learn, what do you have? You have two kiyumim. You have two fulfillments of mitzvah. What do you have? Number one is limud, the shame, limud. And number two you have is what? Limud aminat lasot. And therefore what? That is greater than just doing ma'aseh. Therefore, if that is true, we now answer up the question for Rashi. Ula or ha'amur mistaleket akushel Rashi. The Gemara in Kiddushin that says Talmud Torah have shnei kiyumim, and through that it's better than ma'aseh. Why? Because 2 verses 1, right? When I learn Torah, I have 2 kiyumim. And objectively, 2 kiyumim is greater than 1 kiyum of Maisa. What's our Gemara and Baba Kama talking about when Rashi says that Maisa is Adit? There, our Sugya is talking about a hesped. It's talking about a eulogy for Kavod HaMeis. And that eulogy, it's better to say that he fulfilled the whole Torah. And that is a higher level of kavod than saying that he learned all of Torah. Right? Saying that this guy fulfilled Berachel Bitcha Ktana, Kala V'Kechamura is better than what? Saying that he learned Kol HaTorah Kulu. Okay? That would be the answer now, how to answer Rashi. The Gemara Kiddushin is talking about what? When you look at the mitzvah of Talmud Torah versus the Maaseh, there we say Talmud Torah is connected kulam, because Talmud maybe the day might say, you have 2 kiyumim. What are the 2 kiyumim? Learning for learning's sake, and learning on the condition to ma'aseh versus ma'aseh is only 1. Rashi here, when he was saying about ma'aseh, what was he saying, ma'aseh adif? He was telling me about Chizkiyah, what's going on in Chizkiyah and Divrei Hayamim Bei. He's talking about a eulogy. Which is best in eulogy? Best, or the highest level of eulogy is what? To tell me that he actually did mice greater than what? Than learning. Obviously, the highest is not only mice, but obviously also teaching. And he did everything also. Okay? So now we've given a second approach how to answer up Rashi. Right? We really have 3 approaches, but the first 2 approaches were basically the same, even though there was an afkamina. This is the second approach. We tomorrow are going to go back to understand Tosfos' answer, the level of the answer of Tosfos. We will compare the Tosfos in Baba Kama to the Tosfos, first answer Tosfos Kiddushin. We will see what the level of Tosfos is. Everybody will agree that Tosfos' level is teaching. The question is going to be, is it teaching of Rabin versus teaching Acherim? And what is level 2? Is level 2 Maisa or is level 2 Limur? It might be a Machlok in Tosfos of Baba Kama, Tosfos of Kiddushin. We'll see the Marsha. And then from there, we'll give the 3rd approach for Rashi, which will be the Me'iri. And from there, we will then go on to the Hemshech of the Sugya. We have a Sikha now in Beis Medrash.